This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. I love it. I'll be honest with you. Come on, Menigan. You got to admit, Jameis Winston's fun to listen to. His press conferences are fun.
Come on, Dan. Admit it.
You got to admit it. Come on.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, come on. Really?
Heaven forbid we hear from someone who plays or coaches the game.
We have people on who play and coach the game all the time.
Thank goodness.
And they no longer are employed and actually voice their opinions.
Thank goodness.
When they are a part of teams, you get royally entertaining press conferences that really are...
I'm sorry that I could listen to Jameis all day.
I could.
I hope he plays better, and I hope they keep him. It'd be great.
Jamari Thrash is...
Andy, he could play for another 8 years.
You know,
the guy's, yeah, what, 30?
I mean, it'd be great to be a backup quarterback for them.
A lot of money. I'm just saying, there have been stranger rebirths in the NFL at the quarterback position than a guy like Jameis turning it around and being a quarterback for a long period of time. Just saying.
The Ohio State-Michigan thing might get him in a little trouble. No one's going to really care about that. But I'm trying to think of what else he said that was interesting.
Again, we're partial because we're in the North.
How about the weather part of that? First of all, I can't believe he's never played the Steelers. I didn't realize that until today. I guess I didn't look it up, but I was just never – you would assume that a guy who's been in the league and has played on as many teams that would have the opportunity to play the Steelers.
Years? Yeah.
Then he made me go look up the weather report because I know that's what you love, Jeff. You love to hear about the weather.
Give me weather, Andy.
What are we looking
here at?
Here at
Doppler 92.3.
First of all, right now the humidity is at 81%. The moonrise is at 8:29. The moonset is at 11:38 with a waning gibbous. I'm not in the helicopter, dude.
You are now.
Why are you putting me in the helicopter? And if I wanted to be in the helicopter, I'd be like, okay, I just broke my headset.
Great. he really did. He's taking them off. That's what you do during a show.
I have a cord.
One, two, three, four.
I hate you guys. I hate you guys. We used to be fun.
Not having technical difficulties with headphones here on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay. Let's all go to the concession stand. Is that what it was? It wasn't. Let's all go to the drive-in.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Oh, let's all go to the lobby. That's it. Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you stop the Charlie Brown music? Somebody cut together yesterday. I know this is way off topic. Somebody I was watching yesterday did Rush's Tom Sawyer, and they had the Peanuts gang singing it, and it was outstanding.
Really?
Oh, it was great. But let me go back to the weather for Thursday night. Rain, snow showers, and wind. 51% chance of rain, wind, snow shower. Well, the winds will be out of the southwest at 21 miles per hour. So I guess that's good, unless you're a kicker for the Browns.
We'll get it fixed.
Oh, we're going to fix the wind. That's great.
We'll get it fixed.
You know where they don't have problems with the wind, Jeff?
Where, Andy?
Inside domes.
Boink!
40 is the high, 38 is the low. High school football Friday, same thing. Although, no, I don't see snow in the forecast. 93% chance of rain, though, Friday night. Those would be some great, down to 28 games in high school, in case you're wondering.
Point.
I don't know what else is, but I'm wondering. I don't know. Are you worried? Could the weather be a factor that helps the Browns?
Oh, my goodness. You've seen them play, right?
Yeah.
You've seen the Steelers play.
Yeah.
I'm not counting on the weather for anything.
Jameis likes to run the ball. He's told us again. Would you like to see him run the ball more often than they've been running him?
Here's the thing. I've been surprised this year at the running game. And I didn't expect Nick Chubb to come back and be good.
Okay.
I expected Nick to come back and be a guy who's coming back from a second devastating knee injury, which meant it was going to take some time. The thing I've been a little surprised about with the running game You know, when they signed him, I had talked about him beforehand. It was Devontae Foreman.
Right.
I like Devontae, and not, you know, he's not the reincarnation of Jim Brown or Nick Chubb or anybody else. But I have always liked him as a running back. He runs hard. He's a big, strong guy. I've always liked him. What surprised me a little bit this year, and I know there have been some injuries that have dinged it up a little bit, they didn't really commit to anybody. And I thought maybe if you committed to Foreman, I like Pierre Strong. He's had 19 carries. You know, Pierre's got some speed that would have been a nice thing to mix in with this.
Mm-hmm.
Now you mix in your offensive line trouble, and you know, I mean, there are so many different things you can pull in and say, okay, that, well, because your offensive line wasn't good, you couldn't run the ball. Well, because you didn't have Nick Chubb, you couldn't run the ball. Well, if you were thinking Nick was coming back and going to be Nick Chubb, then I think you were, I said it before he came back, you were sorely mistaken. And it's going to take time. And maybe he's that next year. I hope so.
I think Chubb's next year. I think Chubb just needs his time to almost, this is his preseason, his rehab time. I feel like it's going to be there.
Well,
you know, until this weekend, I kind of felt like he was getting better every game. I saw little inclinations that maybe his burst could come back.
Nick's been back four games, and he almost leads the team in carries. That's what I mean about not committing, A, to the run, B, to anybody. I honestly think Foreman, if you gave him enough carries and committed to him, I think he would be more than competent. And I've wanted to see what you have in Pierre Strong all along. I think we know what we have in Jerome Ford, and that's not a bad thing. I prefer Foreman and Strong, and I wanted to see more of them. So I think the run game has been a mess. But has it been a mess because the offensive line was all beat up and they didn't run block very well? Was it because your quarterback couldn't throw, so the defense is sold out to stop the run? Mm. I mean, there's so many different things you can say as to why they didn't run the ball well. And they're not running it well with Nick. You know, Nick had his best average per carry this last game. And other than that, it was like three and below.
Let me give you just one point, and I know this is a ding, so I'm just walking into it. But, you know, I watch all these games with Jamal White. And
ding!
He just said when you're watching Nick run, this is credible. I mean, the guy was a
I'm not rolling my eyes at Jamal. I like Jamal. I think he's very insightful.
Yeah.
I love Dan having that ding just like, boom, right there, baby.
Because he knows it's coming. But he said, watch Chubb's stride and how choppy his steps are right now. That he just doesn't...
He used to be a kind of a long glider.
They're just really short strides that he's taking into. Something worth watching on Thursday night.
Almost like Jamal played running back in the NFL.
It is weird when you get insight like
that. Maybe a track coach.
He's so optimistic during the games. And sometimes I just want to throw a brick through the TV.